said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Gave it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Tattoo or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Why can't every day be just this
music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is in Beijing. He will attend 3 days worth of meetings with his Chinese counterpart on everything from trade to competition to keeping the lines of communication with China open. Record-breaking heat and dangerous temperatures predicted for much of the country in the next few days. In New York City, precautions are being taken to protect against mosquitoes that carry things like West Nile virus.
Trucks from New York City's health department fanning across Manhattan and Brooklyn, targeting disease-carrying mosquitoes with pesticide spray. It comes as the country's former top infectious disease official, Dr. Anthony Fauci, was recently hospitalized with the virus. The 83-year-old is now home and expected to make a full recovery.
That's ABC's Ariel Reshev. Army Private Travis King, who bolted across the DMZ into North Korea, is set to plead guilty today to desertion and assault. Unclear how much time in a military prison he could be facing. This is ABC News. The new school year at Rice University, beginning with a tragedy. A junior there, Andrea Avila, one of two people found dead in a dorm. ABC's Jessica Willey.
According to Rice University police, Andrea missed her classes Monday and a family member could not reach her. The relative requested a welfare check at her Jones College room, and around 4:30 p.m., the couple was found along with a note believed written by the shooter. The discovery triggered a shelter in place. The university canceled classes through Tuesday. and reminded students of counseling resources available now.
Ukraine getting emergency energy help from the United States. New equipment on the way after the barrage of missiles and drones from Russia targeting energy facilities across the country. It was the largest Russian air attack since the start of the war. And Apple is sending out invitations to a September 9th event. A new iPhone and new artificial intelligence features are expected to be unveiled. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Excessive heat warnings continue today. The National Weather Service has extended its warnings through 7 tonight. Meteorologists say heat indices will reach triple digits for much of southern Wisconsin. Remember to stay in air conditioning, drink plenty of water, and refrain from going outside unless you must. Both members of the Republican presidential ticket will visit Wisconsin this week. Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is set to speak Wednesday in De Pere to talk about the economy, inflation, and energy. Former President Donald Trump has a town hall scheduled in La Crosse Thursday. And Wisconsin gas prices are the lowest of the summer as the Labor Day weekend approaches. Gas prices are down, driven by a drop in global oil prices last month. The AAA gas price tracker showed an average of just under $3.23 a gallon in Wisconsin Monday. That's compared to a national average of $3.35 a gallon. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Thanks. To the airport.
In other news, momentum builds as VP Harris campaigns.
Welcome. This weather is crazy.
Yeah, almost as crazy as all this election mess, huh?
Indeed. You up on all this Kamala Harris news?
Of course. I think she'll be our next president.
Oh, yeah? You really think she can win?
Oh, definitely.
Well, my wife loves her position on fighting for abortion rights, and people have been on fire since she entered the race.
Because she's a proven leader. As senator, she prioritized black maternal health, and as California attorney general, she fought the big banks and forced them to pay back $18 billion to homeowners.
I hear you. I just hope she has enough momentum to defeat Trump.
Well, that part is on us. We got to get out, talk to friends and family, and vote.
All right, you got me. Kamala for president. Your vote matters. Get registered, vote early, and do your part to secure the future. For more, go to blackpack.com/vote.
Paid for by Black Pack, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Blackpack.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikin, 607. And the National Weather Service has a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Pierce County until 6:30 this morning. Severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from Scanadia to near Roberts to Ellsworth, moving east at 60 miles an hour. Now, 60-mile-an-hour winds are being indicated by radar. These storms are affecting Elmwood by about 6:15 this morning, and also Glenwood City by 6:20. As we look at National Weather Service radar, River Falls being affected by these storms as well. The storms, while they're moving it to the east, they have a bit of a northeastern track. So really, areas north of Highway 10 could really see the worst of these storms. Looks like here in the immediate Durand area, we will be missed. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Pierce County until 6:30 this morning. This is John, or Joe Diffie, rather, with John Deere Green on the Morning Farm Report. Good morning.
For an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. I've been cooped up, tied down, about forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man.
so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist in a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the feeling, or maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab your honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road, get back with my soul. All I gotta do is take the some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Smile, one look, he's nearly on the hook. Got it back.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Terry Clark, when boy meets girl on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. 6:19, I'm Brian Winnikins. A severe thunderstorm warning does remain in effect for northeastern Pierce County. Again, that until 6:30 as a line of severe thunderstorms moving through the area east to northeast at about 60 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts is being indicated by radar. Now, taking a look at National Weather Service radar, we do have an isolated cell around the Elmwood area at the moment. El Paso might be seeing some rain as well. Looks like Spring Valley, Martell, and is going to see really the worst of this line of storms here in the Durand area, Plum City, Arkansas. We're going to miss out on all of this as it's really moving to the northeast. Folks in Baldwin and Woodville, they're going to see the brunt of this, as well as this line of storms is really right around Ellsworth on the far southern end, and it just moves all the way up back into the state of Minnesota near the Mora area. All of this is really moving to the east and northeast at about 60 miles an hour. But it looks like for us here in the immediate Durand, Arkansas, Plum City area, and Ogallia, we're going to miss out on the most of this weather. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northeastern Pierce County until 6:30. Those of you in the Spring Valley area, really areas north of Highway 10 and areas along Highway 29 in Pierce County, keep an eye on the sky as it looks like you'll see the worst of these storms. Martell, you're going to see a pretty strong cell here moving through your area here in about the next 5 to 10 minutes or so. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers, our focus, managing multi-site dairy operations. Our topic today, with insight from John Vosters, partner and livestock manager from MilkSource LLC.
Our dairies, Freedom Rosendale Dairy is in Rosendale or Pickett. Newchester Dairy is in Grand Marsh. Omro Dairy is in Omro. Labelle Dairy is in Labelle. Calf Source is in Greenleaf. Heifer Source is in Liberal, Kansas. And then we have some Drumlin Dairy and Chilton Dairy are in Chilton. And then we have a cheese plant over in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So a little bit about, if you've ever seen one of our business cards, sustainability starts here. Means that we care for the land and environment, being pillars in our community and respectful of our neighbors. Obviously, caring for our cows and treating them humanely, being safe, and then being financially viable. Most important part of sustainability is profitability. Without it, can't have sustainability.
So how do you grow and prosper and get to multi-dairy siting?
It's all about the team and the people that we have. I have definitely learned along the way that organizing work is very, very critical. Specific jobs and specifically someone that is responsible to make sure they're getting it done in a specific.
National Weather
Weather Service in the Twin Cities has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Dunn County, Eastern St. Croix County, Western Chippewa County, Southern Barron County in northwestern Wisconsin, Southeastern Polk County in northwestern Wisconsin until 7:15 a.m. At 6:22 a.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Star Prairie to near Glenwood City to near Knapp, moving east at 60 miles per hour. Expected hazards include 60 miles per hour wind gusts. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Severe thunderstorms will be near Amory, Glenwood City, Boyceville, Clear Lake, and Knapp around 6:25 a.m. Clayton and Wheeler around 6:30 a.m. Menominee, Prairie Farm, and Ridgeland around 6:35 a.m. Colfax, Turtle Lake, and Dallas around 6:40 a.m. Bloomer, Barron, Shutek, and New Auburn around 6:50 a.m. Cameron around 6:55 a.m. These storms have had a history of producing wind gusts of 60 to 65 miles per hour. Seek shelter now inside a sturdy structure and stay away from windows. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 7:15 a.m. for the following counties in Wisconsin, Barron, Chippewa, Dunn, Polk, and St. Croix.
Here, I'm like, well, but there's a building or a house already there. Having more on the same site is more valuable. So think about all the possibilities, because it's a lot harder a half an hour away, an hour away. Missouri is 6 hours away. Like, that's a lot more challenging than having more at the same site. So we envy the guys in Texas that can have 30,000 on a site with their young stock. So the other one, I guess, would come back to being organized and having people responsible and letting them grow into that position. Is can't be the guy doing the stuff. Sharing that responsibility and organizing that work, that's going to have to be part of your daily thing, because your life shouldn't get considerably more difficult because you've made a multi-site. Maybe in the very short run, it's more challenging, but ultimately, lifestyle should not be negatively impacted by that considerably in the long run.
That's John Vosters, partner and livestock manager with Milk Source LLC, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, "How do you sleep at night?" Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day Sale. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets and get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-7300. That's 800-702-7300. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Again, severe thunderstorm warnings in effect this morning. Now for Dunn County and Western Chippewa County until 7:15. This is all with that line of storms that are extending from Star Prairie to Glenwood City to Knapp, moving east at 60 miles an hour. 60 mile an hour wind gusts are being indicated by radar. These storms have had a history of producing wind gusts of 60 to 65 miles an hour. Boyceville will be affected, Knapp affected by about 6:25 this morning, Clayton and Wheeler by about 6:30. Menominee, Prairie Farm, and Ridgeland by 6:35, Colfax by 6:40 this morning. Again, severe thunderstorm warning now in effect for Dunn County and Western Chippewa County until 7:15 this morning. Stay tuned to WRDN. We'll keep you up to date on the latest in the weather. Here's Pam Tillis. This is Maybe It Was Memphis.
Looking at you through a misty moonlight, Katy did sing like a symphony. Porch swing sway like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through a willow tree. What was I supposed to do? Standing there looking at you, lonely boy.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Pam Tillis, Maybe It Was Memphis, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. We have 72 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, they're higher. September up 6 to 22.60. October up 7 to 23.12. November up 15 to 22.41. December up 3 at 20.95. Cheese markets from yesterday, barrels up 15 to 2.25. 40-pound blocks up 10 and a quarter to 2.14. One trade a barrel, seven trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 4.5 to 3.17 and a half, three trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 129 and three quarters, 14 trades on the day. Dry whey steady to 56.5, no trades on the day. Cattle's called lower, hogs called mixed today. Now, the cattle on feed report already was factored into the markets, and the market did correct higher yesterday. Hog futures, meanwhile, are tried to close higher but couldn't. There was cash and cutout pressure. Cattle futures, though, could start to move a little bit lower today due to some profit taking in the markets, and also the trade really waiting for some of those cash markets to develop. August live cattle opens today at 183.60, October 176.97, December 176.37. August feeder cattle open at 244.50, September 241.35, October 237.47. October hogs open at 80.40, December 70.70, February 73.
360. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn soybeans moving mostly lower on better yield optimism, also better rain chances in the eastern corn belt, which will help the crops there maybe build some extra yield, at least late in the session. And again, the weather isn't anything that should affect the end of the growing season, especially for corn and beans. Wheat continues to move mostly lower on continued harvest pressure. September and December and March corn all down one. September at 361, December 385 and a half, March at 404 and a quarter. New crop 25 down one to 429. September beans down 3/4 to 959. November down 2 1/4 to 978 and a half. January down 1 3/4 to 996 and a half. New crop 25 down 1 1/4 to 1029. September soybean meal up $1.80 this morning at 313.90. September soybean oil down 25 cents to 41.45. Chicago wheat, September down 4 to 494. December down 3.5 to 521.5. Minneapolis wheat, September down 3 to 538.5. December down 2 3/4 to 555 3/4. Energy markets lower this morning. October crude oil down 42 cents to 77 even. November down 37 cents to 75.80. September gas and October gas both steady now. September at 227, October at 213. Let's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash and September corn 310, new crop 332, cash beans 901, new crop 901. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 342, September 347, new crop 341 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 342, September 342, new crop 341. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 325, new crop 331. Cash beans 942, new crop 905. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 332, new crop 336. Cash beans 919, new crop 901. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 335, September 335, new crop 339, cash in September beans 930, new crop 920. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 322, new crop 334, cash beans 942, new crop 908. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 176 to 196, Holstein fed cattle 156 to 179, market cows 115 to 138, bulls 140 to 172, calves 250 to 920, beef steers 135 to 490, Holstein steers 166 to 335. Sheep markets, market lambs 205 and down, light lambs 225 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 110 and down, goat markets, does 145 and down, bucks 125 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin, 638. Update you on the weather. Severe thunderstorm warning continues for Dunn County and western Chippewa counties until 7:15 this morning. Severe thunderstorms, taking a look at National Weather Service radar, continue to move into Dunn County. They'll be affecting Menominee here shortly, along with Colfax and Ridgeland as well. As right now, Weston being affected. Irvington, you're going to be affected by these storms. Those of you traveling on Highway 25 to Menominee this morning, pretty much anywhere north of Downsville, you're going to see some of this heavier weather. 60-mile-an-hour winds are being indicated by at least radar. These storms do have a history of 60 to 65-mile-an-hour winds as well. And some of the strongest storms really just to the south of Menominee here at the moment. And again, Colfax being affected by these storms here shortly as well. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Dunn County and western Chippewa County until 7:15 this morning. Right now, there's John Michael Montgomery. This is Souls here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going twice, I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Been having a ball since I was a boy in Beaumont. I loved that town, but I just couldn't stay. Two-stepped all the way to Amarillo. Shuffled my way into Santa Fe. I just had to see the sunset out of Frisco. Golden Gate is great, but it ain't home. Give me a rodeo. Blame it on Texas, don't blame it on me. I am what I am, and that's what I'm gonna be. You can say what you wanna say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas, don't blame it on me.
like no man in his right mind would do. Call me a fool. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. I am what I am, and that's what I'm gonna be. You can say what you want to say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. You can say what you want to say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
$700 was a heck of a deal for a 400 horsepower jukebox on wheels, and that rolls out like a welcome mat. I don't know where it goes, but it beats where we're at. We always said someday, somehow, we're gonna get away, gonna blow this town. What about now? How about tonight? Baby, for once, let's don't think twice. Up dust. We both know it's just a matter of time till our hearts start racing for that county line. What about now? How about tonight? Baby, for once, let's don't think twice. Let's take that spin that never ends that we've been talking about.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Fields in southwest Iowa are looking good this late in the growing season. Riley Smith has more.
With some pretty cooperative weather during pollination, the fields in southwest Iowa are mostly looking outstanding as we approach the end of the crop year. Southwest Iowa Bex agronomist Nate Meyer said that while some areas could use some rain, he's very pleased with what he's seen.
pollination and fields I've looked at have been great. Soybeans look great. The areas that had water, timely and everything, phenomenal. Planting dates, everything looks great. We do have a few areas that could use another shot of water right now. Looking at the date, that first 2 weeks in August is kind of always key and critical to get another shot of rain on your soybeans to really boost those yields. So, but for the most part, I think everybody in Southwest Iowa is going to have a bumper crop this year.
While the recent heat helped keep diseases at bay, Meyer said the current temps are optimal for disease pressure, so scouting is very important right now.
The heat did have a good effect. A lot of times when we are that warm, it really slows down. We were sitting in those above, you know, 95 to 100 degrees there. It really slowed down the progression of that disease. But it's also not great for corn all the time. So, but looking at our temperatures now, mid-70s to 80s, you know, that's a little bit more of a prime temperature for disease. So I suggest people still be out there scouting. Obviously, this crop isn't finished yet. So, but as I've been out looking at fields, I'm hard-pressed to find anything that's too concerning in my area when it comes to disease. Picking out a few things here and there, but nothing that's widespread.
Meyer said some warmer temperatures, particularly at night, would help the crops finish out to their full potential.
Highs in the lower to mid-80s are perfect during that time. So we can have this crop finished on time. Obviously, we have some areas that are very late planted from a lot of rains this spring. So anything that we can help those along is going to be great. So as much as I know people enjoy being here in the beginning of August and it's 75 degrees, the crops would probably enjoy it just a little bit warmer, especially at night.
That again was Southwest Iowa BEX agronomist Nate Meyer. For more information or to get in touch with your local BEX agronomist, visit BEXHybrids.com. Riley Smith reporting.
Thanks.
In the Twin Cities has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Dunn County, southwestern Chippewa County, northwestern Eau Claire County until 7:30 a.m. At 6:49 a.m., a severe thunderstorm was located 6 miles southwest of Elk Mound or 7 miles southeast of Menominee, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Expected hazards include 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter size hail. This is a radar-indicated threat. The following impacts are expected. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. This severe thunderstorm will be near Elk Mound around 6:55 a.m. Eau Claire around 7 a.m. Lake Holly around 7:05 a.m. Chippewa Falls and Altoona around 7:10 a.m. Lake Wissota around 7:20 a.m. Other locations impacted by the severe thunderstorm include Bateman, Carrieville, Eau Claire Airport, and Seymour. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 7:30 a.m. for the following counties in Wisconsin, Chippewa, Dunn, and Eau Claire.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
We'll have another day of scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today, but the humidities will continue to drop, and it looks like things are going to also cool off, and we'll have relatively quiet weather for the rest of the week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, 50% chance of showers and storms, high 79 to 84, relative humidities at 70 to 75%, northwest winds at 5 to 8, anywhere from a tenth to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation, could see about 5 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or storm, low 59 to 64, Relative humidity is at 95 to 100%. An isolated trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, partly sunny, cooler, high 73 to 78. Relative humidity is at 63 to 68%. Northeast winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Friday, sunshine, highs 75 to 80. Saturday, sunshine, highs 80 to 85. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75, and Monday, sunny, highs 70 to 75.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Our southern border is wide open, allowing drugs, gangs, and criminals to flood into our communities. We need to get tough. But Senator Tammy Baldwin supported amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants, including convicted criminals. Like an illegal immigrant with multiple DUI charges, he should have been deported. Instead, he stayed and drove drunk yet again and killed a Wisconsin father of three. And Baldwin voted 9 times to support sanctuary cities that protect dangerous illegal immigrant criminals and release them back onto the streets. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-4689, the Justice for Jocelyn Act. No amnesty for illegal immigrants, especially criminals. Vote to finally secure the border. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Your trees would love having a consistent moisture level all year long, but that rarely happens. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Now is the time to give them a drink as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com. Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
A hot and dry summer can leave your plants feeling parched. It's important for trees to have adequate moisture now because they're forming buds for next year's growth. If the rainfall has been sparse in your area, it's time to give them a drink. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the first step is to figure out how dry the soil is. Grab the biggest screwdriver you can find and slowly push it into the ground.
You can tell a couple things from that. First of all, just how hard it is. What's the resistance of you pushing it into the ground? If it goes in real easily and makes kind of a sloshing sound and then you pull it out and the water is dripping off of it, the tree is too wet. If you try to push it into the ground and it's really hard to push it in the ground, and then when you finally do, you pull it out, it's powder dry on the end of the screwdriver blade, then it's too dry. You want that happy medium.
If the soil is too dry, it's time to water. It should be done over the entire root system, which is an area 2 to 3 times as wide as the spread of the leaves. Sprinkler system, soaker hose, however you do it is up to you. But the goal is to get moisture to the roots in a slow and deliberate manner.
For an acreage situation, a rain train is a very good device for a larger space around trees. Very easy to set, come back an hour later and reset it and have it go north and south and come back and go the east and west the other direction. And it's very efficient at delivering the water. You don't get much evaporation with a rain train. So under those kind of settings, that's what I would recommend.
The water-absorbing roots are within the top 2 feet of soil. Keep these roots moist, but not wet. Aim for the equivalent of 1 to 2 inches of rain once a week or so. Learn more about watering trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country.